Our Sufficiency Comes from God, written by Ann Peterson and read by Kelly Givens. Today's scripture is 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God. We live in a world overflowing with information. If you don't know something, you can Google it, and you'll have the information you need within seconds. But sometimes we can depend on the information we get and lean on it. At other times, we've gone through circumstances, learned a few things, and when a similar situation arises, we lean on our own experiences. 2 Corinthians 3:5 reminds us that we are not sufficient of ourselves, but instead, our sufficiency is from God. The world tells us God helps those who help themselves, but that is not found in Scripture anywhere. Or the world says, pull yourselves up by your own bootstraps. It tells us, you've got this. But then life happens, and we soon discover we are helpless. And often these feelings of helplessness lead us to feeling hopeless. But the good news is we have a loving Father who did not leave us alone, no matter what we are going through. He makes us sufficient for whatever we face. We read the story of Peter and how he got out of the boat and walked on the water to come to Jesus in Matthew 14. Can you imagine what that must have felt like? And Peter did fine with his water walking until he took his eyes off the Lord. Then he noticed the wind, the waves, and he immediately went down. What I love most about this passage is how quickly Jesus reached out and saved him. There was no chastising. There was no shaming. Peter called and Jesus answered. And it's the same for us. God makes us sufficient for whatever we face. And when we fail, he picks us up. We don't have control over many of the circumstances in our lives, but we do have God's hand guiding us, providing for us, and giving us the ability to work through and overcome whatever our circumstances may be. He makes us sufficient. Some things will seem monumental. Sometimes we'll feel fearful. But as we learn to lean on God and what he tells us in his word, we'll remember we are not alone. God is close enough to collect our tears. And when we make it through to the other side, we can look back and say, we were not sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency was from God.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.